Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has apparently been giving an on-the-record interview to Vanity Fair all year long. And what she says doesn't paint a very good picture of the place where she works, the White House.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles criticized Attorney General Pam Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case, saying Bondi mismanaged it with talk about a client list sitting on her desk. Her remarks appeared Tuesday in a series of interviews published by Vanity Fair. Wiles also broadly defended Trump's second administration. On Venezuela, she said Trump would continue to be aggressive and defended Trump's retribution against people he perceives as political enemies. After the story was published, Wiles described it as a, quote, disingenuously framed hit piece on me and the finest president, White House staff, and cabinet in history. Wiles did not deny the quotes that were attributed to her. She's been speaking to Vanity Fair since just before Trump took office last January. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
So how long is it going to be for her to get fired? I mean, she's kind of backtracking a little, and she says the quotes are accurate, but they're all taken out of context. I mean, I understand that to some degree, but I wonder if she's trying to save her tushy. Because, you know, if you go against the president, you're done. And I don't blame him for firing people who are not loyal to him. I mean, that's something that happens in the workplace. If you're not loyal to your boss, there's a possibility you're going to get fired. So I understand that that Trump would do that. But there are people in the White House who want the American people to know the truth. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. The BBC has been clobbered by scandal after employees there deceptively edited the president's famous eclipse speech before a crowd of his supporters on January the 6th. And now the president is going in for the kill.
President Trump's filed a lawsuit against the BBC. He's seeking $10 billion in damages. The 33-page document accuses the British broadcaster of airing a false, defamatory, deceptive, disparaging, inflammatory, and malicious depiction of President Trump. It issues an hour-long documentary that pulled together comments from two sections of Trump's speech to supporters on January 6, 2021, before the storming of the U.S. Capitol. The remarks were delivered almost an hour apart, but appear to be one quote in the report, in which Trump urged supporters to march with him and fight like hell. Cut out was a section where Trump said he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully. It aired days before the 2024 presidential election, and Trump's lawsuit claims it was a brazen attempt to interfere. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Well, shame on the BBC. I mean, you can't do that in the media. I mean, you cannot edit something that presents it in a way that's not true. I mean, you cannot do that. I mean, that is like, you know, one of the basic rules of the media. You can't do it. I am surprised and shocked that the BBC would do something like that. I mean, you know, that's a news outlet that is so famous and has a lot of integrity. But, you know, this was terrible. And I would assume that they, you know, they owe the president some money for doing that. That's not what you do in the media. President Trump was asked if he stands by the social media post blasting Rob Reiner after the director's murder. The president didn't only not back off, but he doubled down.
He was a deranged person as far as Trump is concerned. He said he knew it was false. In fact, it's the exact opposite, that I was a friend of Russia, controlled by Russia. You know, it was the Russia hoax. He was one of the people behind it. I think he hurt himself in career-wise. He became like a deranged person, Trump derangement syndrome. So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all in any way, shape, or form. I thought he was very bad for our country.
But again, this is just a reminder that we now define people by their politics and not by their humanity. That's gone. It's just about politics. And think about this. And I wrote this in the blog that I wrote that's posted at WWL.com. It's also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook, where you can read it and comment on it. And I do comment on some of your comments. And a lot of people comment on the comments that are made. But the president is acting like Rob Reiner was like a lawmaker. Rob Reiner was an entertainment icon that had an opinion. It's not like Rob Reiner could do anything about the president's agenda or could stop the president from doing anything he wanted to do. It's not like he was a member of Congress. So I find this just to be, again, a very personal attack, because this president really doesn't seem to have the ability to accept any criticism. The newest jobs report has some ups and some downs, but it's clear the economy, regardless of what he says, it's clear the economy is not performing anywhere near the level the president is taking credit for.
The jobs market remains both sluggish and confusing. The government reports American employers added a decent 64,000 jobs last month, but the economy lost 105,000 in October as federal workers left following Trump administration cutbacks. Both monthly reports were late because of the government shutdown. The unemployment rate rose to 4.6%, the highest since 2021. Last week, the Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate for a third time this year, amid fears about a jobs market, which Chair Jerome Powell warns is even weaker than it appears.
It's a labor market that seems to have significant downside risks.
The jobs report is among several big economic indicators this week. An inflation update Thursday is expected to show consumer prices were 3.1% higher last month than a year before. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
At a news briefing, Australian Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett says that the Hanukkah mass shooting at Bondi Beach was inspired by a very familiar foe.
Early indications point to a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State, allegedly committed by a father and son. There is no evidence to suggest other individuals were involved in this attack. However, we caution that this could change given it is early in our investigation.
After taking into custody and then releasing a person of interest, investigators are still looking into the mass shooting at Brown University, killing two teens, and they're asking for the public's help.
Authorities around Providence, Rhode Island, have fanned out to calm worries about the Brown University shooter still on the loose. Additional police have been sent to Providence schools to reassure worried parents that their kids will be safe with the Brown University shooter on the loose, and no indication yet that investigators have zeroed in on a specific suspect in the weekend attack. Authorities released several new videos of the man suspected in the mass shooting inside of a Brown classroom, which killed two students and wounded nine others. At a news conference Monday night, FBI Special Agent in Charge Ted Docks said investigators are seeking the public's help in finding the suspect.
The FBI is now offering a reward of $50,000 for information that can lead to the identification
the arrest and the conviction of the individual responsible, who we believe to be armed and dangerous.
In the 5 videos authorities released of the suspect, he's wearing a mask or his face was turned. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And congratulations to FBI agents in our area who stopped a terrorist attack that was being planned for New Orleans. Maybe similar to the one that happened New Year's Eve of this year. But these FBI agents managed to get a hold of information and stop this. And sometimes we don't pay enough attention to the work of law enforcement. So, you know, hats off to the FBI agents who looks like they stopped this this attack from happening. And there was another attack that seems to be stopped as well. So that's all good news.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.